But it wasn't just the Klan that used the term. The N-word permeated almost every aspect of pop culture and daily life, as if it had arisen from the national groundwater.
And then when you look at the best-selling songs of the 1920s and 30s, the equivalent of the Billboard's Hot 100, we might say, today, we're looking at songs that not only use nigger throughout the lyrics, but have nigger in the title. At the same time, I like to say you could stand in your kitchen during this period and you could do a slow 360 turn, and everywhere you turn, your eyes would land on the word nigger, from your stove polish to the trade names for your fruits and vegetables, to the penny bank that your child has, to the board games that your child plays with, to the card games that the adults play in the parlor next to the piano with the nigger songster sitting on it.